The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. At that time, Jesus revealed himself to his disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. He revealed himself in this way. Together were Simon Peter, Thomas called Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, Zebedee's sons, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter said to them, "I am going fishing." They said to him, "We also will come with you." So they went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. When it was already dawn, Jesus was standing on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, have you caught anything to eat?" They answered him, "No." So he said to them, "Cast the net over the right side of the boat, and you will find something." So they cast it, and were not able to pull it in because of the number of fish. So the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he tucked in his garment, for he was lightly clad, and jumped into the sea. The other disciples came into the boat, for they were not far from shore, only about 100 yards, dragging the net with the fish. When they climbed out on shore, they saw a charcoal fire with fish on it and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you have just caught." So Simon Peter went over and dragged the net ashore full of 153 large fish. Even though there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come, have breakfast." And none of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" because they realized that it was the Lord. Jesus came over and took the bread and gave it to them, and in like manner the fish. This was now the third time Jesus was revealed to his disciples after being raised from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. As many people can attest to, and even my own stomach can attest to, I am very much a fan of food. And so it's no wonder that the scene in today's Gospels is one of my favorites. Christ invites the apostles to come, have breakfast. One of the jokes we had in seminary was that bacon is proof that God is real and that he loves us. But I digress. Throughout the Gospels, Christ is often found eating or feeding a great multitude of peoples. In Luke, the apostles recognize him after he's broken bread at the dinner table. He has his feet washed with the tears of the woman as he's eating a meal. He fed the 5,000 like the kings of old, and even the night before his crucifixion, he ate his last supper with his apostles. All of this alludes to something much greater, though. It alludes to the importance of the human body. Throughout the centuries, various heresies have popped up suggesting that the body is inconsequential or evil. People have even suggested that we are souls trapped inside of a body. Sometimes they even suggest that we are a body with a soul or a soul with a body. But none of that is true. None of it. Because we are both body and soul. Just as you can't have a dollar bill without both the paper and the ink, so too we can't have a human person without both soul and body. As human beings, these two things intimately make up who we are, and we are pretty much stuck with them for eternity. We don't get a choice in that. For Jesus, his physical body wasn't just something that he wore while on earth, but it was a part of his very being. Who he was at his core. And for us, our bodies are not something solely for this life, which we forever discard at the time of death. Really, truly, as human beings, we are composed mystically, mysteriously, beautifully created as both body and soul. The Catechism tells us that the flesh is the hinge of salvation. We believe in God, who is creator of the flesh. We believe in the Word made flesh in order to redeem the flesh. We believe in the resurrection of the flesh, the fulfillment of both the creation and the redemption of the flesh. So why do I mention this? Because both are inherently important, and neither one can be neglected. And what's more, this points to our own resurrection on the last day. By death, the soul is separated from the body. But at the resurrection, God will give incorruptible life to our own bodies. Just as Christ is risen and lives forever, so all of us will rise on the last day with him. Just as in the ascension, Jesus took his resurrected body with him back to the Father, we too at the end of time will receive back our glorified body for entrance into heaven. The body is a profoundly good part of how God has created us. The body is holy. Thus, what we do with our bodies really matters. It matters because it is through our bodies that we come to know more deeply who we are at our core, come to know who we are and who God has made us to be, and we discover this through our bodies. And more importantly, we come to know more intimately just who God is through our bodies. It is through our bodies that we offer sacrifice and worship to the Father. It is through our bodies that we give praise to Jesus Christ. It is through our bodies that we feed the hungry and clothe the naked. My brothers and sisters, our bodies are important. They are good. They are holy. So let us use them today to give praise to God the Father and to love our neighbor as ourselves.